السلام علیکم ورحمۃ اللہ وبرکاتہ نحمدہ ونصلی علی رسولہ الکریم اما بعد بسم اللہ الرحمن الرحیم Once when نبی کریم صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم was delivering a خطبہ he spoke of various things and he broached various topics. Amongst the things he said was, it is an evil habit that you people hit your wives like how you hit your slaves, when she is the one who fulfills your desires and satisfies you. Hitting the wife is very uncouth and uncivilized. Only a barbaric person will hit his wife. The Quran Sharif has prescribed to us the manner in which to conduct our affairs. If there is any matter which the husband finds distasteful in his wife, then he should reflect on her good side and overlook her faults. This is the first step. The wife now, sometimes she will make certain mistakes, but at other times she is doing everything right. Now she got her own two weaknesses here and there. So those things should be overlooked. It mustn't even be addressed. You don't have to even worry about it. Just overlook it. All of us have our faults. All of us have our shortcomings. So you just overlook the shortcoming of hers. Right? That's the first step. Right? Step number two. However, if the husband still feels that there are some such qualities and bad traits in his wife which cannot be tolerated and they need rectification, then it is his duty to rectify it. Right? In the first instance, what we spoke about, say for example, the wife got a habit. She doesn't leave things in its place. She used the house key. There is a place to hang the key. She won't hang it there. She'll leave it on the table. Now you come, you're looking for the key. You can't find the key. Right? Now you told her 1-2 times about this. But it's her adat now. Right? 2 times she'll hang it there, 7 times she won't hang it there. Right? Carries on. Now this is something you need to overlook. Right? One of those things. Now if it's not there, I know I must look on the table, or I must look on the bedroom dressing table, or somewhere I'll find it. Right? That's her adat. But she's doing everything else correct. Now, we want to make a fight and a fuss over something like this, right? Now we come to a second issue. She's delaying her namaz. She's reading her namaz, but she keeps delaying it every time. Now, this is a quality husband feels, you know what, this cannot carry on like this. Because if she's going to continue delaying her salah, it can happen, it becomes qaza. I am the husband, I'm the man in the house, I'm responsible for her. So I need to take some measures now to rectify this. Right? So now, the Quran Sharif has made it the husband's duty also, that he has to rectify her, he has to make her tarbiyat, she is his wife. Right? Quran Sharif states, and those women from which you fear evil, you should counsel them. Right? You should counsel them. Then if this does not work, separate yourselves from their beds. And if this also bears no result, then you should strike them very lightly. Right? Now we'll do the whole explanation. So as I explained to you, the first situation where it's a little small thing like she didn't put the keys in a place that you overlook. She put extra salt in the food, you overlook, right? You want your topi ironed in a certain way, it never get ironed in that way, you overlook. Those are all little things. You overlook those things, right? You don't make a fuss and a fight over them. But now she is speaking slang in the house. And you don't want your children to learn the slang words. Right? Or she is involving herself in ghibat. or as I said to you, she's delaying the namaz, right? Now these are things that have to be rectified. So how do we go about rectifying this? So first step is, the husband should counsel his wife. That's the first step. He should counsel his wife with kindness and compassion. If she corrects her ways after the advices, then this is enough. The husband doesn't have to take it further. Right? So this is the first step. Now, we must understand something. It doesn't mean that he told his wife one time, excuse me, Begum Sahiba, you must start reading your namaz on time. Eh? Alright. Now, he told her this Zohar time. Now Zohar time, she delayed the namaz again. So Asr time, he goes on to the second level. You know what? You never read your namaz on time. I'm separating my bed from you. Okay. Maghrib time, she still never read namaz on time. Right now, I'm going to give you one shot now, because you never read your namaz on time. No, it doesn't work that way. Right? When we're talking about him giving her good counsel, so he needs to plan this thing in his mind. That, okay, you know what? I think we'll start reading Fazail as-Salah. Start reading Fazail as-Salah. Every day, we'll read two ahadiths from there. Now I'll tell her that, look, we'll take turns. One day I'll read, one day you read. One day we're going to read from Fazail side, and one day we're going to read from warnings of discarding Salah. So this may take a few months by the time we finish the whole section. And with that, the husband is waking up tahajjud time, he's making dua to Allah, Pak, Ya Allah, my wife, she's lazy to read her namaz on time. I'm making this little bit effort, Ya Allah, you give her hidayat, you make her start reading her namaz on time. Right? She's giving her good counsel. Then he picked up one nice CD, one Katani gave one powerful bayan about namaz and all that. He bought the CD, came, gave it to her, say, you know what, listen to this CD. Or he knows, hey, traveling, we're going to Johannesburg, he carries that CD, put in the car. He knows she has to listen to it, right? So this may take a few months. Iskar won't get made overnight, right? So inshallah, it will come right. So if this works, he sees there's some improvement, she's coming right, then alhamdulillah, well and good. That's where it stops. You don't have to take it any further. However, if she doesn't listen, she's just totally rebellious, not interested. Man is trying the tadim. She don't even sit for the tadim. He's trying to talk to her. She's back answering him. She's not interested. She's not even showing any inclination of wanting to change. So then he moves on to the second level. Now remember on what issues we're talking about. We're not talking about no salt in the food and all that. We're talking about major issues here. So then he moves on to the second level. What's the second level of tarbiyat? He says to her, look, you don't want to obey Allah Ta'ala. You don't want to comply. So I'm so upset with you that I don't think I want to share the bed with you. Right? So what he does is, he separates his bed from her. Now, listen carefully. Don't worry what's written here. Listen carefully what I'm saying. You don't go sleep in another room. What? He must separate his bed from her in the same room. Why? Why in the same room? You don't want to affect the children here. Yeah? Why you must traumatize the children? You're trying to make Islah of the wife. Why you must put the children through trauma? Now they see, mommy and daddy are fighting here, daddy is sleeping in another room, mommy is in another room. Eh? You don't need to cause a big problem here. You're trying to make Islah, you don't want to cause damage. So, separate yourself in your room. Take your sleeping bag, go sleep on the floor. Okay, no problem. Till you're not prepared to read namaz, you're not prepared to sort these things out, I don't think we will share the bed. Right? I'll sleep on the floor, you can sleep on the bed. Right? Now generally, this will have a very, very shocking effect on the wife. You know, it will shock her into reality. You know how the person is, they think the person is dying, then they put that shocker, you know. What do you call the thing? Like jumper cables they put for the person. Pop! Say, right, ready! They shoot the thing. Next thing, the person starts breathing again. You know? So this act is supposed to have that effect on the wife, right? That she will, you know, reality would hit home. Hey, what am I doing here? Husband is so upset with me. So then, inshallah, she'll start towing the line. If this works, then alhamdulillah, there's no need to do anything. It works out, she starts reading her namazes on time, everything is coming right. Come back to the bed, carry on living your life nicely. Congratulate her, reward her, encourage her, and continue. However, if this also doesn't work, now, instead of divorcing her, Shariat has left one more thing as a last resort. Instead of ending the marriage and divorcing her, that's worse. Right? So Shariat has left one more thing as a last resort. And what is this as a last resort? He should give her one shot. Right? Now, what is meant by giving her one shot? This shot must be such that it leaves no mark. Right? It leaves no mark on her body. He cannot hit her on her face. He cannot start booting her and punching her like she's a punching bag, slapping her around, pushing her against the wall. No, Sharia doesn't allow all that. The man is talking to his wife, right? He's making ta'neem, he's explaining to her. She's not interested. Total rebellion. So then what he does, separates the bed after 3-4 months. Right? 3-4 months have gone like this. Ta'neem, speaking to her, trying to butter up, trying to, you know, sweet talk her, everything man is doing, 3, 4, 5 months went like this. She's not listening. So now he separates the bed. Says, right, you won't, not prepared to listen to Allah Pak. You know what? I have to have a rethink about this whole thing. I'll be sleeping on the floor. Sleeps on the floor. But this woman is so arrogant, she's not even bothered about that. She says, all the better, I've got a whole bed for myself. Pass it on to smell your smelly toes and everything. So I'm fine here. You know, snoring and everything. I'm fine here on the bed. Now, this too is not helping. Man does this for a while. With this, he's talking to her also. This too not helping. Now, he's sitting with her one day and telling her that, see her, this thing can cost our marriage. Because I'm going to live with the woman now, don't want to read namaz, teaching my children wrong things, you're not worried about deen, this, that, and I'm supposed to be responsible for you. Now he's talking to her. Now she is being arrogant, she is shouting, she's taking off. Now to shock her into realization, right, he gives her one shot. See, come here. He's talking to her, give her one shot like that. That is what he's meant. Now she knows that this husband of mine, he doesn't even raise his voice. Always talking to me with kindness, with compassion, nicely. Actually give me a shot. I've overstepped the mark now. This is what that shot is for. That she thinks to herself, hey, husband never ever behaves like this. Always a man of akhlaq, always a man of good words. And today I have driven him to the point where he actually had to give me one shot. Give one shot, like that. Not on the face, no punching, kicking, booting, no. One shot like that, finish. Just one sting, you know. Mustn't leave no mark, nothing. The man mustn't have to exert himself to give the shot. Just a touch. That is what is meant. It is not about giving her a hiding. It is about making her realize that, look, you've driven this man to actually do that. Such a terrible thing. This is a noble person and you've actually made him do this. Right? So that is the third step. If that doesn't work, you don't carry on giving her a shot every day. The shot is only one time. One shot you give her one time, finish. If that never worked, you don't have to do anything more. Right? Now what you do is you have to get some senior person involved. If that shot also never helped, now you know that, look, I've exhausted everything from my side. Right? I've spoken to her, I've separated myself, I've even given her a shot. Nothing of this is helping. Now I have to get a senior person involved. Maybe I'm not getting through to her, maybe somebody else will be able to get through to her. Right? Now we will come to that, that how do you get the senior person involved. I'll stop here. Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq. سبحان الله وبحمده سبحانك اللهم وبحمدك نشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت نستغفرك ونتوب إليك